Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Let us know and understand that there is nothing that happens on this earth that God is not watching and taking account of. From the people in the lowest position, all the way up to the people in the highest positions of authority and judgment, the Almighty is watching and He is judging. Solomon said, "If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth." He also said that he saw that in the place of judgment, that wickedness was there. When the supreme courts and high courts and parliaments and congresses and secret societies and kings and princes and governors gather together and convene and issue judgment and make laws, let us know that God standeth among them. And he judgeth among the gods. And you know what he says? How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Unfortunately, they don't know that the Almighty is the final judge. They don't understand that they will be judged with the same measure that they have judged. But let us understand, like Solomon, that God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. And the Father hath committed all judgment to the Son, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. And so the Lord Jesus himself, who defended the poor and fatherless, who showed kindness to the widow and needy, but was despised and unjustly condemned to death by the leaders, priests, and kings of his day, he will issue the final decree, and he will proclaim, "I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men. And fall like one of the princes." Every knee, rich and poor, will bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will arise one day from his mercy seat and mount his horse for battle, and he will judge all the earth, for he shall inherit all nations. Hallelujah. Psalm 82.